Welcome, listeners. As promised, two creepy listener stories just for your ears. Oh, I love listener stories. Our first story is A Twisted Tale, Birth of a Demon by Tom Keithley. And our second story is Beyond the Black Door by the Red Brigade 621. Now, these stories are listeners that send their own creative works in. Listeners like you listening right now. Never have I said that word so many times. If you are an aspiring author, enjoy creative writing, and feel that you have a story in you waiting for the rest of us to hear, go for it. Put pen to paper, or rather, hands to keyboard, and start that story. So let's turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something creepy. A Twisted Tale, Birth of a Demon. The spiral began like any other descent into a pattern of self-destructive behavior. After a lifetime of this, I had come to know what to expect. A brief period of mania and euphoria, followed by an extended period of profound despair and misery. That's what usually happened anyway. Usually it was more of a gradual to steady decline. But this time, perhaps due to multiple extenuating factors, once the floor fell out, well, I found out quickly how deep the abyss of hopelessness is. It consumed me so completely that it manifested as something akin to tangible physical pain. I had no control over my thoughts, as they spun through my head too quickly for me to process, before being replaced by something else. It was maddening, and there was no end in sight. As an atheist, I have never put stock in the divine. There is an unexplainable supernatural world, sure, but divine? Not even. But now, I was calling to any and every deity that I could put name to. I needed help. I couldn't handle it anymore. I could feel my psyche stretching to its limit. And then, everything stopped. There was nothing but silence now and darkness. I was awake, my eyes were open, but there was nothing but an infinite void. No matter where I looked, it also occurred to me then that the racing of my thoughts had also stopped. I clutched my head as the silence was all at once deafening, oppressive, and just as maddening as the roar of my thoughts had been. Wait, these hands, they're not my hands. They are far too large, and the skin covering them is all wrong. It's almost like porcelain, and smooth as silk. This hair, it's far too long and silky to be mine. What the hell is going on? Have I finally gone over that line and went mad? By the stars, this energy, it feels incredible. I could do anything with this strength. The world once more comes into focus, the curtain of darkness falling away like a shroud. I don't know where I am. I'm no longer in my tiny home, and definitely nowhere I've ever seen before. The landscape is barren, molten wasteland. Gazing out is nothing but a mix of vast rolling wastelands punctuated by craggy hills with a range of mountains in the distance. In awe, I began to turn and take in my surroundings. Then I see the city. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before and takes my breath away. Massive walls of black stone, far taller than any structure I've seen, enclose what could only be a metropolis. And more impressively, a massive fortress of the same black stone. I close my eyes briefly, and when I open them, I'm looking out over a rolling green field. Everything normal, except me. Now, that strength roars through my veins the way thoughts and despair did in my mind, in which now felt like an eternity ago. I find that this still isn't home. I'm not sure where I am, but there's a town in the distance that I think will make good practice for this newfound strength. Now I have to know what I'm capable of. Almost feel sorry for these poor victims. Almost. Does a wolf feel sorry for the sheep? Of course not. A creepily awesome short story by Tom Keithley. The title is A Twisted Tale, Birth of a Demon. Our next story is Beyond the Black Door. Let's dive right in. Beware that when fighting monsters, you yourself don't become a monster. For when you gaze long into the abyss gazes also into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. Hello, my name is Alexander Emberis, the famous detective of New York. Don't get me wrong, I ain't no Sherlock Holmes. I'm a real detective. Oh, well, was a detective anyways. I'm getting off track. I didn't bring you here to give you my life story. Now, let's see, where to begin? Ah, yes, it all started 34 years ago, in the year 1984. I was relaxing in my rundown apartment, bottle of brandy in one hand, the big kidnapping case file in the other. From what one witness has informed me before her tragic death was that some unknown entity grabbed her sister by the hair and pulled her into some abandoned suburban home. She explained in great detail, but she made it seem like some magic wand made her go poof. The girl's terrified expression, however, was the only reason I took this mystery seriously. Closing the file, I sighed and pinched the bridge of my nose. Police have checked the building and found no sign of the missing girl. In fact, that very day, more people started going missing. This only added more stress on my already troubled mind. Where the hell are they? I screamed and threw the file at the wall. It made a low thud noise before sliding down onto the floor. Much to my surprise, the thing opened and an unfamiliar paper slid onto the floor. Getting up from the comfort of my lazy boy, I walk over and pick up the paper, or rather, a note. Written in red letters was the following phrase. Alzama Mathorozzi Zelgado? Just speaking those vile words left a foul taste in my mouth. Looking back now, I wish that I just kept my mouth shut. What followed next was something out of a horror movie. Furniture shook. Whispers audibly cried out from the shadows. They spoke in a language not of this mortal realm. With a loud boom, streaks of lightning painted the night sky at the window, causing it to glare white if not for a brief moment. Then, simultaneously, every light in my home went dark, plunging me into darkness. What was that? Power outage? Was my first thought while looking down at my now empty hand. The card that had the phrase written down on it had vanished, though I could have sworn it was pinched between my pointer finger and thumb. The lump that had formed in my throat vanished when the countless reasonable explanations flooded my mind. Perhaps it just fell onto the floor in the chaos. Maybe I set it down somewhere. Maybe I was just imagining all this. The last thought seemed a little far-fetched, but hey, I was freaking out. Blindly, my hands grope around the dark living room, until they latch onto the safety railing of my staircase. I ascended to my bedroom in hopes of finding my flashlight or some other means to illuminate my surroundings. When I reached the top of the staircase, the prickling feeling of something watching me from the darkness took hold of me. The dark hallway to my quarters felt extremely cold. Hurrying down the corridor, two of my fingers brushed against the smooth wall until they bumped against the doorframe. It felt off. The hardwood felt ice cold to touch, almost as if it were covered in a thin layer of frost. Jesus, it must be below zero in here. In an attempt to keep warm, I rubbed my bare shoulders together to generate heat. It barely helped to battle the unrelenting aura of frost. My hand grasps the knob of the door handle, and it quickly shot back upon feeling the cold metal. It was so cold, in fact, that the brass knob burned like a cauterized blade. The feeling of being watched returned with a vengeance. All I wanted to do now was get inside and hide away. In all my years of solving crimes of murder, kidnappings, and other heinous crimes, I've never felt this level of eeriness. Using the fabric of my shirt as a shield, I wrapped my hand within a protective layer of the cloth which allowed me to easily twist the knob. There was a loud click before the door creaked open a crack. The only noise that followed was the loud thumps of my beating heart. Slowly and carefully, I pushed the door open. I expected to hear creaking, but there was none. Just silence. From what I could see, nothing changed. I could see the outline of my bed, a closet, my dresser, and so on and so forth. My bare feet walk across the carpet floor until they reach my bedside. Honestly, there wasn't a moment that I hadn't felt the urge to jump out of the bloody window. Anything to escape this cold tomb that was my room. From the bedside table, I felt the familiar cylindrical lighter I would use for smoking. It was no flashlight, but it had to do. With a swift motion, I flicked it open, and sparks shot through the darkness, yet failed to ignite into a flame. Paranoia took over, and I swore I could hear the door creak behind me. The steady pounding of my heart raised in volume, until it was a steady orchestra of drumming. Spark. Nothing. Spark. Nothing. The final flick of the lighter was successful, illuminating the area around me. However, to my shock and horror, the familiar setting of my room had melted away into a whole new terrain. In my small circle of light, I saw a vast landscape of hills, each one layered in black grass. This place is cold. Where am I? My dry voice echoed across the new landscape. I wanted to scream, cry, close my eyes and pray this was all a dream, but I could do nothing of the sort. The silence was cut short when something snapped behind me. It wasn't a twig snapping. No. This was a sick, disgusting snap of bone. My hands trembled, and the one grasping the lighter wavered, the flame bobbing left and right. The sounds of snapping and crunching bones felt far in front of me, couple of yards at best. Whatever had been making the sick sounds drew closer and closer. Each time, my hands trembled more and more violently. I gripped that lighter, as if it were my only defense against the shadows. Tears trailed down my cheeks and into the black grass. With one last pop, the light went out, plunging me into total darkness. From it, I felt the bony hand of a creature grasp my shoulders and lean in close. The disgusting stench of rotten flesh, blood, and bile flooded my nose, making me want to empty the contents of my stomach. I kept my mouth shut, in fear of provoking it somehow. Leaning in close to my ear, it spoke in a sinister tone, almost as if many were speaking at once.
"Do you fear death, detective?"
it asked in a warped voice. The lighter I so desperately clung to shook violently in my grasp. In the midst of my panic, I nodded. The creature let out a low gurgle before spitting a black substance into my eyes. In my moments of blindness, I backed up, dropping my source of light. Like a rock, I dropped onto the ground, desperately feeling for it. But nothing. However, my hand came into contact with something soft and cold. After further investigation, I felt the smooth, metal lighter further up the squishy object in question. Thankfully, the bloody thing lit up on the first try. Honestly, I wish I hadn't. My eyes widened and my jaw nearly fell to the floor. I was looking at the nude and defiled corpse of the missing girl from the case. Her stomach had been sliced open, spilling entrails into the grass. Everything about her seemed fucked up. Her skin was pale, veins black. The girl's once young and innocent face had decayed to the point of it appearing to be a fleshy skull with hair. Her sockets were blackened, leaking and dark, with a tar-like substance dripping down her cheeks. That was it. That was my breaking point. I raised my head to the sky and screamed, begged, "Stop it, please! Make this nightmare stop!" Holding both sides of my head, I felt the creature's bony hands grasp my shoulders again to force my head up. Blood trickled into my mouth. It tasted bitter and rotten. Nothing like normal blood would taste like. That's when the pain started, almost like my body was engulfed in flames, my mind, body, and soul being ripped apart to form something new.
Rise, my champion.
I blacked out. That world, that secret place, was never meant to be. Whoever, whatever dwells within that plane of existence, took them all. Every last missing victim in my case. It tore the innocent apart to create its abominations. Abominable guards to this secret place. Those that do leave that damned place are no longer human, only monsters disguised by the flesh of the deceased. They serve it, and will only answer to it. Don't believe me? Well, I guess you must be new around here. I assume you found one of the gateways to the secret place. Which one was it? The black key? The mirror? Maybe the ring? Or were you unfortunate enough to stumble upon my bloated corpse beyond the black door? And this concludes Beyond the Black Door by the Red Brigade 621. And wow, both these stories were excellent and spine tinglers. And both, of course, are from listeners. Goodness, so much talent in those that listen to the podcast. I really, really love it when people send their stories in to me. Our first story is definitely asking for a sequel, Tom. I'm imagining a story jam-packed full of gore, destruction, and mayhem. A story that, of course, has a lot of potential, and one that I'd love to read. So Tom, if you do have another story up your sleeve, by all means, send it my way. And our second story by the Red Brigade 621 is a tie-in to the previous story regarding the Black Key that they submitted to the podcast previously. And that was an absolute spine chiller as well. I'll include that in the episode notes for easy finding. As they say, everyone has a book in them. I mean, not physically, I hope. I mean, that would raise a variety of questions like how, why, and what genre. So if you have a story in you, figure of speech that is, send your creative work via email at storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. And I'd love to narrate it and share it with all these lovely listeners. After all, that's what I do on this platform. And for those who are unsure of whether they have it in them or not, try and get that ball rolling. Even if it's 50, 100, 200 words in a week, keep the ball rolling and just start. Some of you might even find that once you start writing, you won't be able to stop. So give it a shot. And stay tuned for tomorrow, where I'm feeling like some creepy pastas or even something very different. We'll see. And as always, till next time.